So, you have an animated movie idea for me?
Yes, sir, I do. Hamlet meets Bambi in Africa with cats.
Oh, random word association is tight. Potato light bulb with a guinea pig judge.
Those are some very random words, sir, but mine were actually deliberately chosen.
Oh, really?
Yeah, the movie's gonna be called The Lion King.
Wow, well, okay, what happens in the movie?
Well, the first image is gonna be this amazing African sunrise accompanied by some beautiful African music.
Oh, that sounds so peaceful. How does the music go?
Oh, it's gonna go a little something like, nyah! Ah! Yeah, exactly, you know it?
No, I don't, and that sounded really aggressive. I couldn't even understand what you were saying.
I was saying Nyansen Ganyama Bagiti Baba.
Oh, okay, it did sound a lot cooler when you just yelled it.
Yeah, I thought so.
So what happens after the sunrise?
Well, all these African animals are gonna gather around to honor this new baby lion Simba, who's gonna be king someday.
Seems a little weird that they'd all gather to honor a predator that's probably gonna kill them.
No, see, it all has to do with the circle of life, so they're cool with it.
What's the circle of life?
Oh, it's this really cool thing that Simba's dad Mufasa is gonna explain to him.
Okay.
See, the lions might violently murder and eat all the animals, but when the lions die, they turn to grass and the animals eat them.
One of those groups is clearly getting a better deal out of that.
It's all perfectly fair.
So the lions are in charge because they can kill anyone they want?
Right.
I'm pretty sure that's called a reign of terror.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
So what other characters are in the movie?
Well, there's Simba's uncle Scar, who thinks he should be king when Mufasa dies.
Why do they call him Scar?
Because he's got a scar on his face.
Oh, that's a little on the nose.
No, it's a big one on his eye.
Never mind.
We're also gonna have Simba grow up with this lioness named Nala, and eventually they're gonna fall in love.
But don't prides of lions only have like one or two males?
Yeah, what does that have to do with anything?
Well, that means that Nala's father is either Mufasa or Scar.
Right, yeah.
So Simba and Nala are either half-siblings or cousins.
Exactly.
Oh, you're being weirdly okay with cat incest.
Yeah.
Remind me to never hang out with you, okay?
I'll do that.
So what else happens in the movie?
Well, Simba's gonna have this whole big song and dance number about how he can't wait to be king.
Wow, that's super mean.
What do you mean?
I mean, you could secretly wish for your father to die, but singing a whole song about it is kind of messed up.
I guess it is a little messed up now that you mention it.
Simba's a jerk.
Anyway, so later Scar and his hyenas are gonna trap Mufasa and Simba in a wildebeest stampede.
Oh, so Mufasa tells them to calm down or something?
What? No, they can't speak English, you silly producer.
Oh, they can't?
Yeah, only the animals I decide speak English speak English.
Right, that makes sense.
So then Scar is gonna kill Mufasa and go to Simba like, this is all your fault, you better run away and never come back.
Very harsh.
Yeah, so Simba's gonna start to leave and Scar's gonna tell his hyenas to go kill him.
Wait, what?
Well, Scar wants to make sure that he gets the throne.
Right, but what was the point of that whole run away and never return thing if he was just gonna kill him? Why not just kill him right away?
I don't know.
Fair enough.
So then Simba's gonna manage to escape and he's gonna get raised by a meerkat named Timon and a warthog named Pumbaa.
Oh, and what does he do with them?
He walks across a log till he's all grown up.
Wow.
And yeah, since Simba is grown up now, you're gonna have to find another voice actor for these parts.
Oh yeah, I think I'm gonna try to get Matthew Broderick. He's great.
Well, you kinda need an actor that also has an amazing singing voice, you know?
No, I don't.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I'll just get somebody else to perform the singing parts.
Like who?
Well, I could for sure get Joseph Williams.
The lead singer from Toto?
Yeah, that dude is obsessed with Africa.
That's a good point, so this is a perfect fit for him.
So what happens next?
Well, one day Nala is gonna show up and be like, holy crap, Simba, we all thought you were dead.
Wow, it must be great to see his sister again.
Yeah, and she's gonna be like, bro, you need to come back, cause Scar took over with a bunch of hyenas and now there's no food or water or rain.
Wow, I can't believe Scar messed up the weather like that.
Yeah, and then Simba and Nala are gonna roll around and she's gonna give him this look like, oh boy, you and I are gonna get it on, brother.
Feels like it's gonna be difficult to convey that expression on a cartoon animal, though.
Actually, super easy, barely an inconvenience.
Oh, really?
Yeah, just get me in a room with your weirdest animator and I'll tell him exactly how it should look.
Oh, I can't wait for you to be out of my office, you weirdo.
Anyway, so then Simba's gonna talk to a cloud and go home to confront Scar.
How does that go?
Well, Scar tells everybody that Simba killed Mufasa and he's a murderer.
Oh, so Simba explains what really happened?
No, he's gonna be like, I'm not a murderer, and that's about it.
Wow.
Yeah, and so then they're gonna fight and Scar's gonna end up getting eaten by his hundreds of hyena buddies.
Incredible.
And so yeah, then Simba becomes king again and it immediately starts to rain and all the plants and stuff grow back.
I never realized that a lion monarchy could have such an impact on the weather and environment.
Yeah, it's a little known fact.
Very cool. And what happens with the hyenas?
Well, we never see them again, so I guess the lions ate them.
Oh my god.
Yeah, real savage. So what do you think?
Well, it sounds great. I can't wait to cash in on it a few times.
What do you mean, a few times?